John Phillips from A1 Garage Door Service is joining me here on Check A Pro Radio. John, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to join me here on the podcast. I love A1 Garage Door. You guys do amazing things. You are not the typical garage door service company. You aren't that Chuck in a truck. And in case you don't know what that is, everybody, that's the guy who drives up in a Beater and he has his magnetic sign on the door, but it's not even straight. It's askew. The guy has no insurance. He doesn't have a website and he doesn't come back when there's a problem. A1 Garage Door Service is just the opposite. Isn't that true, John?
That's exactly right. It's a higher degree of service. It's home improvement. That's a very personal thing. So as far as what A1 and our core values go to, we want to make it personal. We want to make friends with all of our clients. We want to talk, communicate, make friends, transparent type business model. And that connection with our clients is what makes the connection very special.
Yeah. And so it's not just about a tech coming out to assess and fix. You guys want customers for life.
Yeah, we want raving fans. We want them to come into the A1 Garage Door family. And, you know, a garage door is one of those things where you don't want to worry about it. You want it to go up and down. So when we have our technicians go out there, we want you to feel comfortable. We want you to feel invited to it. And we want you to feel like no matter what's going on with my garage door, at least I have A1 Garage Door at any point and they know it's going to be taken care of right.
John, you know, a lot of people take their garage door for granted. However, many people use that as their front door. They open the garage door, especially if it's attached to the home, open the garage door, they get out of their vehicle, and they enter their home. And they really don't think much about what's going on. They press a button in their car, the garage door goes up, they get in the house, they press a button, the garage door goes down. But there's a lot going on there. We've got a garage door opener that is pulling up a well-balanced door, and then it lets the door come down again. John, explain a little bit to my listeners. What is really going on? Is that garage door opener really lifting a garage door that weighs hundreds of pounds, or does it get assistance?
So there is assistance. When we break down a garage door, we got to separate it into two entities. So we have our garage door itself and the opener. It's the brain of the operations. It's just a guide. The door itself, the mechanical parts come in most of the time in residential, two different types of systems. There's extension and there's torsion. So a torsion type door is a spring that twists, and that latent energy is what can make doors that are an example of like 300, 400 pounds light enough for you to pick up with your fingertips. Extension springs, as the word entails, is just an extension of the spring, and that extension of it, latent energy to help pick up the door, basically a counterbalance system to lift up the heavy door. So it's really, the operator is great, and there's tons of features that you can have now that make it really personal, especially with smart homes, open and close cameras, get notified on your phone. These are all great aspects, but the operator can only do so much. A door should not weigh any more than 5 to 10 pounds on the ground.
And that's true. And, you know, people are surprised, John, and you know this, when you guys get calls over there at A1 Garage Door Service. Hey, I can't get my Lexus out. I tried to pull the garage door up by hand. My garage door opener can't do it. And I heard a big bang. What happened?
That is the telltale sign that you have a broken spring. The spring is the heart and the muscle of the door. Without a spring, unless you're a power lifter, that door isn't going anywhere. So that door's stuck on the ground, and your operator's definitely not going to do it. And unfortunately, people that don't know this, or maybe they didn't hear the bang, they'll go to press the operator, and the operator can damage itself by trying to lift so much weight. So it's an unfortunate situation that we run into all the time. But once our tech gets out there, we can service, we can assess everything. Education is the biggest part of the technician's job. And then you'll know more about garage doors than you ever thought you would. But it's a great aspect, and it helps clients in the future, especially to know the telltale signs before that happens, whether it's damage to home property, and just try and negate any type of injury that could happen to anybody in the home.
Speaking of the spring. When the spring goes, it can make a bang. You may not hear the bang. They will go at some point. They only have so many cycles available to them, depending upon a lot of things. The spring itself, the age of the spring, maybe the quality of it. And it's really hard to say if it's going to be 5 years or maybe you get 12 years out of it. It depends on a lot of things. But when the spring goes, you will not be able to lift your door like John said. Please do not go to YouTube. Do not ask your neighbor to help you fix your broken spring. John, why is that so important to have a professional come out and do this?
So whenever it comes to springs, a door is a, you know, it's the largest moving object in your home and probably the heaviest in most cases. So what springs are is doors come in all shapes and sizes. And there's a lot of things to consider. Parts going on the door, just to name off a few, the drums, which the cable wraps around, the actual size of the door, the track that it's in. All these things coordinate to a special number called IPPT. And we have to calculate all of this and pick a spring that's capable of that IPPT. So unless we have all this information and can get this door data on site, you're pretty much just shooting in the dark.
You're talking some technical things, IPPT. I'm not even going to ask you what that is, but I will say that I have toured your facilities in Phoenix. You guys do a lot of training for your techs. Talk about that.
Yeah, so A1 Garage Door has the state-of-the-art training academy. When I started in garage doors, I had to kind of learn everything on my own. There was a lot of trial and error. No one taught me how to do this. I was actually the only technician at the job that I started within a month. So a guy with 1 month of experience is going around trying to fix garage doors. So it's long days, long hours at A1 Garage Door. They got the training academy. So basically by the time that these guys get done with training, they already know more than I did 3 to 5 years into doing garage doors. And at that training academy, we have almost every single type of door that you can imagine. Extension spring, high lift, 16 by 7, single car garage doors, all of them under the sun. And our technicians go through this comprehensive program where it's not only technical, but also being able to explain it to clients. It's a pass-fail situation. They're on communication and education, the actual technical aspect of it, and actually being able to perform those technical aspects. So by the time that these guys get out of training, they are ready to go and they can pretty much diagnose anything in a residential application.
John, I've been in the home service space for almost 20 years. I have toured a lot of home service company facilities, everything, HVAC, plumbing, roofing, garage doors. You guys by far take it to a level I have never seen. You guys have systems and you're serious and you only allow the best of the best to become A1 technicians. And when they come out to Phoenix, regardless of where their hometown is to train in Phoenix, they invest a significant amount of time in you guys all day long. For the weeks that they are training, do it over and over and over again until they get it right so they know what's going on. And then you continually retrain them. Is that correct?
Yes. We pull everyone out to Phoenix because there's a lot of aspects that go into garage doors. And just for the same reason, not only the technical aspect that we don't want clients to be doing springs themselves, it's a dangerous situation. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. So we want to bring those techs out to Phoenix, get them completely indulged and 100% focused on the training that is A1 Garage Doors methods. So whenever we go through that training and come out here, we have every type of learning scenario that'll be, whether you're more of a notes person, if you're a videos person, if you're a hands-on, we're going to do all three of those, and then we're going to go back through and do it forwards and backwards. We're going to make the safest and most efficient and up-to-date engineering processes habit.
It's just incredible. A1 Garage Door Service. My guest today, John Phillips. He's the Senior Service Tech Instructor at A1 Garage Door. For more information, simply go to a1garage.com. That's a1garage.com. John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's been an honor.